rely on our customer to give us that information, but understanding what we get out of discovery and how we transition into that information, having the customer do the talking and telling us what's important to them. And then the product presentation simply matches the discovery. Folks, understand this. In the world of what we do, in the world of professional selling, in the world of retail automotive business, these three areas, 1, 2, and 3, you should be spending about 80% of your time in that area and about 20% of the time down the list there where we need to trial, close, and close our sale. So let's talk about that product presentation and what's really important to people. You see, if I come to you and I've asked the discovery questions and I tell you what's really important to me, then talk to me about why that's important in this vehicle and how that would suit our needs. You see, sometimes, folks, we need to bring in some help. So we're going to bring in the FBI. Oh, 5 people in the back of the room just left. We're going to bring the FBI, and what the FBI does is we talk about the features and we talk about the benefits. Now, talking about features and benefits is good because that's what we learn. That's product knowledge. But if you don't talk about the impact, about me, what's important to me and why it's important to me, you're missing the boat on my need. And my need is the only thing that's important to me. The features and benefits are well, and that's good, and I'm glad that you've done your homework and know what the features and benefits look like, but we need to attach the impact statement or the individual statement as, earlier you shared with me that safety was really important to you, so let me share with you how this vehicle can really provide the safety you're looking for you and your family. Earlier you shared with me that economy is really important to you, so let me share with you how important economy is to with this vehicle for your needs for you and your family. So I'm going to start to attach, when I say the impact statement or the individual statement, it's all about using their words. You see, if you use their words, it's gospel. If you use your words, it can be, you know, that's when we start to face objections or we start to face obstacles in the way. So what we want to start to do in our product presentation is take what we've learned out of discovery and start to use those words in our product presentation. So as we walk around the vehicle and show them those features and benefits and then ease them into a test drive. Now, a big question I'm asked oftentimes is, what if they don't want to take a test drive? Folks, if they don't want to take a test drive, we haven't done a good job over here. We're not ready to take a test drive. That's the answer to that question. But easing them into the vehicle for a test drive becomes very easy at that point because we're talking to them. And we've built value in why we're talking to them about the product. So the test drive becomes so much more easier. And by the way, I know there's a theory out there that says when we get in the car and we do a test drive, we should never talk. Well, some people are real successful at doing that, but I like to ask people because I want to know what they're thinking. And here's the thing that I'll ask them, I'll share this with you. Every single neighborhood has somebody in there, either somebody planted there, and everybody has it, I've had it my whole life, somebody who has all the tools, all the knowledge, all the needs to know your business kind of stuff. And so the question I ask people simply is this, if you were to pull this in your driveway, who would come over and say, John, what did you do? And folks, get them starting to think that it's in their driveway, it's in their garage. What would they do? How would they tell their neighbors? How would they present it to their family? What are they doing? Because I need to have that feedback information because I need to know if I've done my job up to that point. Because I can never get down to ask for the sale unless I've earned the right to do so. So again, based on people in your neighborhood, family, when you pull this into your driveway or a car like this, what do you think they're going to say? I mean, who's going to come over first? It starts to initiate conversation as to where they are with the vehicle and how they feel about it. That's a tip that we can take to the desk. Thank you.